Now we continue on in the book of Proverbs, and we are here at chapter 12 at verse 22 is where we're going to put in today. And this is a very wonderful verse. We left off at this point. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are His delight. And what he's saying here is tell the truth. A child of God, there's one thing that should characterize his life, and that is that he tell the truth. Then we move on into this chapter. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Now, a prudent man will not say things that are going to hurt someone. You've probably been in a crowd when there's been some foolish person there. Big mouth person generally, that says in that crowd something that casts a reflection on some individual, and always, of course, someone that's not present. And that's the thing that he's talking about here. A prudent man would not say that, but that is the heart of a fool that will say things like that. Then we read verse 24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Now, actually, some of these proverbs don't seem to fit in our contemporary culture. And, very frankly, I don't think they do, for the very simple reason, it's not always the diligent that's elected to office. And the slothful are the ones that pay taxes. I'm not sure it's that way today. I don't want to come in under the category of being lazy, but I do have to pay taxes. And very frankly, I feel like that they're excessive and extreme, and I think something should be done about the way that money is being spent. But I've gone over these proverbs again, actually in prayer. I have asked God for light on this, and I must confess an ignorance, but I believe that these proverbs are to all be considered in the light of eternity. That the measuring stick for proverbs is eternity. And it doesn't mean the local situation. It means in the light of eternity. And aren't we told today that someday that we are going to rule with Christ? And I think that that also means, provided we're diligent today, I do not believe that every believer in heaven is going to be on the same plane. I think there'll be different gradations. I personally would be very embarrassed if I found myself on the same plane of the apostles and sitting next to Paul the apostle. I'd be greatly, actually humiliated because I don't think I belong there. And I think there'll be different planes. But I do think the diligent are to rule with him. And many of these proverbs are to be looked at, I believe, in the light of eternity. That would be my explanation of many of these that are here. And so many of them, though, are geared right down to shoe leather today. Now, will you notice verse 25? Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. In other words, how forcible are right words? You remember Job said to his friends, right words bring comfort and cheer and encouragement to those that are grieving or bitterness of spirit or having a problem. And we need to recognize that. You don't beat a person down that is having trouble at all.